Lynn Boylan, let me ask you, were you listening to, presumably you were listening to Violet Ann Wynn on Drive Time yesterday, talking about how unfriendly a place the Sinn Féin party is, as she found, for women?
I didn't catch all of the interview. I was at an away day, so I caught some of it. And I just want to say that I'm very sad that Violet Ann has made the decision to leave the party. I'm conscious that she may be listening today and that she has just had a baby, but it's very sad that she has chosen to leave the party, and I wish her very well in her future political career.
What does it say about Sinn Féin that she feels that she has had to leave?
Well, we were aware that there were issues in the constituency, and the party has said they were trying to address those issues in the constituency. I'm not aware of those. I know that Violet Ann Wynn has said that she had no issue in terms of the Leinster House team and the TDs and the senators, and I worked very well with Violet Ann. She's on the same corridor as me. And as I said, I'm conscious she might be listening today, and I just want her to know that I wish her well and her newborn baby.
Is the party that she describes one that is recognisable to you, though? Authoritarian? Sexist?
To me, it's not. But that's not to call into question. Violet Ann is saying that's her experience at the local area, that she's had that experience. I can't call into question how she feels. It's certainly not been my experience. I've been in Sinn Féin since about 2006. It's not the experience of the party I have.
And if somebody in the party was found to have responded to the news of a pregnancy by saying that they were an effing idiot for getting pregnant, what do you think should happen to them?
Look, that's completely inappropriate. What I find as somebody who doesn't have any kids, that the less said about women's reproductive choices and the choices they make, the better. It's completely inappropriate. If somebody said that, that's
the
not
correct.
The only
word in those circumstances ever is congratulations, isn't it?
I assume so. As I said, I don't have kids, so I've never been in the position of telling somebody I was pregnant.
Okay, and there isn't then, you're saying, a wider problem for women in Sinn Féin, no?
It's not my experience, Philip. We have a big team of female representatives in our TD team. It has certainly not been my experience. As I said, I'm in the party since around 2006. I've never experienced that. In fact, all I have had is support as a female representative. But I do think what Violet Ann Wynn has shown in terms of, you know, the experience of a TD being pregnant is that we do need greater reform of the political system. If we want women to come in to the political system, then we have to address
the
areas of concern.
She's not calling for reform of the political system, just the Sinn Féin party.
But what I'm saying is it certainly flags. We've seen it with Minister McEntee. We've seen it with Mary Lou MacDonald when she was an MEP and was pregnant and was criticised by a lot of newspapers for taking time out after having her child. There is a big issue around female politicians and the supports that are put in place for them, one, to take time out with their new baby, but also in terms of the supports for the work to continue while they're
fairness,
on that break.
Did Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens not find a way for a government minister to actually take maternity leave while still holding on to her office and her career wasn't prejudiced in any way whatsoever, which sounds very much at odds with what Violet Ann Wynn's experience has been?
I'm not aware of what Violet Ann Wynn's experience was in terms of the supports that were put in place. What I'm saying is it exposes that there is a real issue around women in politics. If we want to encourage women to stay in politics, we have to create an environment where women can actually, do you know what I mean, have children, have a family life, a work-life balance. And that benefits men in politics as well. But it is a particular issue for women, and it's not going to go away until we change the way we do politics.